Okay. Okie dokie. Looks like we are here live and direct. I hope the gremlins, as Garrett Roach calls them, the gremlins in the tech aren't messing with us today. Welcome to the Monday afternoon show. Here we are Monday. It's Super Monday. Super Monday, Monday before Tuesday. And you are listening to Kieran Riley on the Monday afternoon show on this first Monday of November, which means there's some political shenanigans going on in the United States of America. We don't know what's going to happen. I asked a guy today, met named Elijah. I said, Elijah, what's going to happen tomorrow? He said, oh, I don't know. I said, but you should know because you're a prophet. And he said, yeah, I can't take credit for that, but just hope everyone chills out. I said, you think they're going to chill out? He said, no matter which way you look at it, tomorrow on Tuesday, there's going to be a lot of really upset, angry people. And that's probably true. And then there's going to be a whole bunch of other people that are going to continue to be disaffectedly disgusted with the whole thing. So, anyway, happy Super Monday, everyone. It's Monday afternoon show. Let's see, what do we got? We got some tunes, some election-related tunes. I've played this a bunch on the show. Maybe you know, maybe you don't. But here's out of Austin, Texas. May he rest in peace. A real American hero by the name of Blaze Foley, singing it like it is to kick off the Monday afternoon show. Thanks for listening. Hope everyone's doing well and feeling this somewhat November weather. It seems like November maybe decided to show up today after all, but then it's going to go away again and become June, I think, in a couple days. So enjoy it, but it's kind of weird. Here's Blaze Foley with Oval Room. Up. Like I said, here's Blaze Foley with Oval Room. Okay. Here we go.
Business ties, he got dollar signs in both his eyes. Got a big airplane, take him everywhere. Got a limousine when he get there. Everywhere he goes, makes the people mad, makes the poor man pay. And the rich man glad. He's the president, but I don't care. Big fourth down, 99 degrees.
something growing there, but the dead say, oh, and their gray hair in the desert sands and the jungle deep. He thinks everything is his to keep. He's a real cowboy with his makeup on, talks to kings and queens on the telephone. He's a president, but I don't care. Madison Square Garden. Do we like Madison Square Garden? It's where the Knickerbockers play. You got to say that right. You got to say that. The left will come after you if you say that wrong. But we were told that the Nazis 100 years ago had a rally here, and they said, sir, you're never going to get that many awful, trashy people in one place, sir. And I said, oh, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. And we look out to this crowd. Do we have more trash than even the Nazis here? I think we do. I think that's right. I think we do. Tremendous amounts of talent in this room. And you'll see we have great people. We have great people. We have Dana White, who runs MMA. How good is he? How good is Dana White Power? That's what we call him. And I've noticed I seem to be doing great with football players, even African-American ones. And I'm always doing great with the MMA. We love the MMA. It's almost like men with severe brain injuries and brain damage love me. So I love the brain damaged. I love them. They're so supportive. They're so tough, and they're so supportive. So thank you. Thank you, brain damaged people. But we got a lot of talent here. We also have Tony Hinchcliffe. He roasts. You ever see that? He roasts the crap out of people. We should have him write some stuff about Koala Bear Harris. I like Tony Hinchcliffe. He's a smart guy. He kind of looks like Tony Robbins. You remember Tony Motivational? Hinchcliffe looks like Tony Robbins if he had full-blown AIDS. So you know he's tough. You know he's tough. He's fighting through. If you can do those jokes in that condition, you know you're tough. But we're doing great. This is a beautiful rally. We're at MSG. And people didn't think. We went to a blue state, and they said, sir, you're never going to fill it, sir. I said, oh, we're going to fill it. We're going to fill it like you wouldn't believe. And we actually have people who couldn't get in, people who love America and just hate all the people. And you should see, these are people from New York, from New Jersey, and they're tired of living in blue states with, you know, lower crime and good public schools. They hate that because then they have to send their kids to the public schools with other people's kids. I think you know who I'm talking about. We're talking about. They don't look like you. No, they don't. And then you have to pay money for private schools if you want them to be safe and isolated from people who don't look like you. So there's a lot of built-up anger and frustration, a lot of frustration, and I share it because you walk outside and you see. They call it diversity. I call it a nightmare. So in this room of MMA people and angry whites and a few confused and self-hating blacks and Latinos, I say thank you. This used to be home of the Knicks and the Knickerbockers. Well, now it's full of Knickerbocker haters, if you know what I mean, and I think you do. So let's have a great rally. They used to say, go New York, go, for the Knicks. Well, I say it's gone. I think New York is gone, and we have to bring it back. So we're going to bring it back And we have just the right group people here. So thank you. Thank you. Let's have a great rally. Okay? Bye-bye.
We are here. At Madison Square Garden, witnessing a caravan of migrants invading Manhattan. I didn't think it was possible to have more white people here than a Rangers game. The last time Donald Trump had this many New Yorkers in the palm of his hand, he was doing it to impress Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeff Rally to the right.
To the right, folks. Come on. Okay. Whoops. Sorry. Wait, wait, wait. Let me just stand right here. Okay, you're good. You're good. Okay.
USA.
Look at you. My good. Look at this ghetto. Holy crap. I almost wore that, you know. Thankfully, my meds kicked in.
Child
where
is slowly taken,
oh.
And the violence caused such silence. Who are we mistaken?
Their family stands in full support. No, I'm not a bit embarrassed to endorse Kamala Harris. Oh, Kamala, Mamala, please defeat Smarmala. That's my American dream. You can outfact him while I distract him. I'll take one for the team. Kamala, Mamala, you are so strong. There's nothing you can do. You know that it's ludicrous to be all up in my uterus. And that's why I'm voting for you.
How many times have you been murdered? So you're a big Trump fan. I tell you what, at least Trump's a legitimate nominee. Kamala, you know, it was like a coup, right? They handed her the nomination.
Right.
She still has to get past Trump, which for a woman is very hard to do without pepper spray. Everyone outside is like, oh, it's a Nazi rally, right?
That is true.
No, this is nothing like a Nazi rally. The Nazis were in shape, first of all.
4 years of Donald would do. Oh, hey, Obama, love. Remember, Obama, love, that we swept in out of blue. Kamala, Kamala, I got insomnia.
In times like these, everyone could use a hand. Instead of standing around losing ground, fighting for the promised land. It's so hard to tell if this is heaven or hell, and I can never measure by degrees. But it's sure getting warm around here in times like these. In times like these, do I really need a billionaire? Just taking all my time trying to tell me I was treated unfair. Well, then I have to pay as a home of the brave. Just dividing in on them in the weak. Oh, I find I'm losing my mind in times like these. Yeah, they come and they go. They in and they're not. Every day I'm getting better at losing something I haven't got. I just wanna do my labor, love my girl and help my neighbor while I keep a little hope for my dreams. But it's all getting hard for other times like these. Troubles to ease, but I gotta say it's not looking good, not in times like these. Yeah, they come and they go, they're cold and they're hot. I'm just trying to keep the world from turning me to something I'm not. I'm gonna try to run until the whole thing's done, and I just hope I don't end up on my knees. But it's sure getting hard to stand up in times like these. I just wanna do my labor, love my girl and help my neighbor while I'm keeping on my drive to be. But it's sure getting hard for other times like these. I could use just a little bit of help in times like these.
Mm-hmm.
Shallow grave. For those who hide behind the false image of the Son of Man shall stand before God. God, 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 God.
It has begun. The beginning of the end. Yeah.
Voice of racism preaching the gospel is devilish. A fake church called the prophet Muhammad a terrorist. Forgetting God is not religion, but a spiritual bond. And Jesus is the most quoted prophet in the Quran. They bombed innocent people trying to murder Saddam. When you gave them those chemical weapons to go to war with Iran. This is the information that they hold back from Peter Jennings. Cause Condoleezza Rice is just a new age Sally Hemings. I break it down with critical language and spiritual anguish. The Judas I hang with. The guilt of betraying Christ, who murdered him, stole his religion, and painted him white. Translated in psychologically tainted philosophy, conservative political right-wing ideology. Glued together sloppily, the blasphemy of a nation. Got my back to the wall, cause I'm facing assassination. Guantanamo Bay, federal incarceration. How could this be? The land of the free, home of the brave, indigenous Holocaust, and the home of the slaves. Corporate America, dancing offbeat to the rhythm. You really think this country never sponsored terrorism? Human rights violations, we continue the saga. El Salvador and the Contras and Nicaragua. And on top of that, you still want to take me to prison. Just cause I won't trade humanity for patriotism. It's like MK Ultra controlling your brain. Suggestive thinking, causing your perspective to change. They want to rearrange the whole point of view of the ghetto. The fourth branch of the government wants us to settle. A bandana full of glittering generality, fighting for freedom and fighting terror. But what's reality? Read about the history of the place that we live in, and stop letting corporate news tell lies to your children. Flow like the blood of Abraham through the Jews and the Arabs, broke
broken apart like a woman's heart abused in a marriage. The brink of holy war, bottled up like a miscarriage. Embedded correspondence don't tell the source of the tension, and they refuse to even mention European intervention or the massacres in Jenin. The innocent screams, U.S. manufactured missiles and M16s, weapon contracts and corrupted American dreams. Media censorship blocking out the video screens. A continent of oil kingdoms bought for a bargain. Democracy is just a word when the people are starving. The average citizen made to be blind to the reason. A desert full of genocide where the bodies are freezing, and the world doesn't believe that you're fighting for freedom, cause you left the Middle East and gave birth to a demon. It's open season with the CIA bugging my crib, trapped in a ghetto region like a Palestinian kid, where nobody gives a fuck whether you die or you live. I'm trying to give the truth, and I know the price is my life, but when I'm gone, they'll sing a song about immortal technique, who beheaded the president and the princes and sheiks. You don't give a fuck about us, I can see through your facade, like a fallen angel standing in the presence of God. Bitch niggas scared of the truth when it looks at you hard. It's like MK Ultra controlling your brain, suggestive thinking causing your perspective to change. They want to rearrange the whole point of view in the ghetto. The fourth branch of the government want us to settle. A bandana full of glittering generality, fighting for freedom and fighting terror. But what's reality? Martial law is coming soon to the hood to kill you while you hanging your flag out your project window. Yeah. The fourth branch of the government, aka the media, seems to now have a retirement plan for ex-military officials, as if their opinion was at all unbiased. A machine shouldn't speak for men, so shut the fuck up, you mindless drone. And you know it's serious when these same media outfits are spending millions of dollars on a PR campaign to try to convince you they're fair and balanced, when they're some of the most ignorant and racist people giving that type of mentality a safe haven. We act like we share in the spoils of war that they do. We die in wars. We don't get the contracts to make money off them afterwards. We don't get weapons contracts, nigga. We don't get cheap labor for our companies, nigga. We are cheap labor, nigga. Turn off the news and read, nigga. Read. Read. Read.
Oh, and shattered many a young man's dreams, made
Edmund Starr, War. Good God, yeah. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. He is right about that. So here we are in this crazy election season, in this crazy time, this time of what seems like perpetual warfare, especially since 9/11. War is the health of the state, according to Howard Zinn in one of his chapters in the People's History of the United States of America. The profiteers continue to profit, and people continue to die, and the United States pours billions and billions in, and we don't have enough money here for health care, for education. It's really a little bit of a conundrum. So tomorrow we are choosing perhaps between Pepsi and Coke, maybe. I know it's very contentious. I don't want to weigh in too much here because people get so worked up. So do I. But we have a narcissistic, sociopathic, absolute, racist, megalomaniac, Nazi fascist versus neoliberal supporter of genocide, war monger, American imperialist. So here we are. Do what you got to do tomorrow, folks. It's tough. I know. It's really tough. But I would like to read from a little letter from a Buddhist nun sent a dear friend of mine from the New England Peace Pagoda. The Peace Pagodas are around the world. There's one up in Grafton here, just near Troy, New York, in not far from Columbia County. And there's one up in Leverett, Pioneer Valley, Massachusetts. And the monks and nuns from the Nipponzo Myoji order of the Buddhist tradition who chant Namu Myoho Renge Kyo have been working for peace, social justice, nuclear disarmament, racial justice, indigenous people's justice, the recognition of the crimes of genocide in the United States for decades now. And she wrote, this is from Sister Claire Carter, wrote, there will be on Tuesday, tomorrow, November 5th, election day, we monks at the Peace Pagoda will be praying in the temple from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. You are invited to join for any amount of time. Please feel free to join from your location as well. The intention of the prayer is not for or against any candidate, but is a prayer that together we combine our hearts and energies to open the path of peace, of disarmament, and of constructing righteous and humane policies for the well-being of all humanity and the sacred earth. President John F. Kennedy delivered a profound call to the people of the United States to become the active shapers and makers of peace, an awakened spirit arising from the United States for the good of the people domestically and all the people living in other countries. You can listen to this speech on YouTube. President John F. K. P. peace speech at American University, June 10th, 1963. It was his speech to at the commencement. June 10th, 1963, at American University, JFK. And he says in that speech, and it is not peace in the last analysis, basically a matter of human rights. And is not peace in the last analysis, basically a matter of human rights. The right to live out our lives without fear of devastation. The right to breathe air as nature provided it. The right of future generation to healthy existence. Confident and unafraid, we must labor on, not towards a strategy of annihilation, but towards a strategy of peace. And that was actually forwarded by Thomas Matsuda. Thank you, Tom Matsuda, a carver of Buddhas, wonderful peace worker, and to Claire Carter. So thanks, Claire Carter. Namu myo ho renge kyo. They will be praying tomorrow during Election Day, because it is important to pray for peace in these times. So here's a song that neither candidate, neither campaign, neither side of the fence will be playing at any of their events, because they're both warmongers. This is an ancient, not ancient, but old African-American spiritual called Down by the Riverside, going way back. First recorded, I think it was in 1913. It came out during the Civil, since before the Civil War, but it was published in 1918, excuse me, by the Fisk Jubilee Singers Quartet in 1920, and it released in 1922. It references the Bible, scripture, references to Isaiah 2:4 and Micah 4:3. Here's Down by the Riverside, Study War No More. Hope you're all enjoying your afternoon. Oh, boy. Okay. So we're pulling that up right now. Don't go away.
I'm gonna lay down my burdens
down by the rivers.
Oh, way down.
Down by the rivers.
Yes, way down.
Down by the rivers.
I'm gonna lay down my burdens. Oh, yeah.
Down by the river,
and I ain't gonna study
no more.
Oh, down my sword and shield, yeah.
Down by the riverside.
Oh, way down.
Down by the riverside.
Oh, way down.
Down by the riverside.
I'm gonna put down my sword and shield, yeah, yeah.
Down by the riverside.
And I ain't gonna study war no more.
Down by the river.
Oh,
side.
Red shells are falling. The war clouds, they rambled as they roared. I was a soldier in that fight, and I fought until we won. My uniform, my dirty overalls. This piece of land that I stand on is my battlefield at home. My plow and my hoe is my gun. Clothes don't make no difference at all. We are workers, fighters all, marching in our dirty overalls. Sweat, and I'll give you my blood. I'll give you your bread and your wine. Before I be any man's slave, I'll be rotting down my grave and lay me down my dirty overalls. Seems so onerous to me, this blatant thievery, stretching out its wicked, crooked hands. Well, we're settled here to stay, and we'll stick here all our days, marching in our dirty overalls. Shells have fallen, the war clouds, they ramble as they roar. I was a soldier in that fight, and I fought until we won. My uniform's my dirty overalls. This piece of land that I stand on is my battlefield at home. My plow and my hoe is my gun. Clothes don't make no difference at all. We are workers, fighters all, marching in our dirty overalls. We'll be right back.
Some Irish harp right there. Beautiful, traditional Irish harp. That was from Ella Harp. That was a Monaghan jig straight out of Ireland. Just to cool things down and mellow things out and remind us the beauty of sound and all that. So we're coming up on the 5 o'clock hour. We have news coming up here on the Monday afternoon show. And we will be back for another hour of a little bit of mayhem, shenanigans, and gentle music. And who knows what else? Maybe my voice. But I want to tell you what else we heard. Chris Newman, my old pal. Good old pal Chris Newman with his cover of Woody Guthrie's Dirty Overalls off his song American Songs of Hope and Distress, going way back when. Chris Newman left us way too early, so may he rest in peace. But a good song there by Woody Guthrie, covered by Chris Newman. Appropriate for the times. Down by the Riverside was a song covered by Cynthia Liggins Thomas right there. Song apiece. And another song apiece by Edwin Starr. War. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Immortal Technique gave us a track called The Fourth Branch of Government. And before that was Claudia Masika out of Kenya. The track was called Way to the Future. It was kind of a hopeful, beautiful song from Claudia Masika, Way to the Future. And we'll be back. And we are back on the Monday Afternoon Show. Look out, folks. It's happening. It's happening. Another hour. It's supposed to be happening. It's happening. You're going to help the fast city all the way. Folks out there having trouble with the rent and landlords that just really don't work out too well and taking advantage and being capitalistic, advantageous, and taking advantage of the poor people or kicking the poor people out or in the process of working on kicking the poor people out. That's like the dirty stuff right there. That's where it gets grimy.
Roaches up to my knees. Turn the oven on, it smells like that guy, yeah. Till the rain pours through the ceiling. But we can, you know we can. But we can, you know we can. Let's switch the landlord, let's switch the landlord, let's switch the landlord, man.
All right, some mellow sounds from the Dead Kennedys right there. We talked about President Kennedy's speech at American University on June 10th, 1963. And there's a very different sound from the 80s from the Dead Kennedys. Jello Biafra with Let's Lynch the Landlord. I didn't get to tell you who else played before... Yeah, we heard the Cranberries with Zombie at the beginning of the first hour with the acoustic version. Just a beautiful version of the song Zombie by the Cranberries. J.L. Coven is the Trump impersonator talking about Madison Square Garden and the wonderful event there. And satirical spoof song by satirical Melania Trump for Kamala. The song called Melania Mamala Kamala. Just good stuff. You got to have a little humor in all this in these times. In these times. So welcome back to the Monday Afternoon Show. This is your host, Kieran Riley, till 6 p.m., this is WGXC Community Radio. Dan Bunny, I think, is going to be doing something tomorrow night on Battlefield Earth, 10 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday. I got to get in on that action. Maybe he's still going to let me do it. Get in, cause some trouble. See what's happening on the Earth. I told him I would if the world didn't end. So we'll have to see about that, if it ends or not. So anyway, hope everyone's enjoying this beautiful, cool, cold, gray November Monday afternoon. It's going to get nicer and warmer again. And
stop now.
Stop
what's
now.
That sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop now. What's that sound?
What's that sound? all smiles. I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
Groceries aren't expensive enough. I kid. It's not the Nazi rally. I hate when people use that term. When they call Trump a Nazi, he's the candidate preferred by Nazis. Here's another issue that drives me crazy. Inflation, am I right? It's crazy.
Jobs at Twitter. This guy Elon something.
Well, that's a good point.
What's the biggest seller today?
Right here. This one and all it has.
You know what though? I got some merch.
What you got?
If he loses, the election was stolen. What if he wins, you say? Look, the election was not stolen. Okay, how about this one? To commemorate the Trump rally at Madison Square Garden, I'm with 20,000 stupids. Arrows all around.
Wow.
I think it's going to be a big seller. This is a human dog collar. A lot of Trump fans can wear this. If found, return to Staten Island.
She's starting to cry. Broken beer bottles that are starting to fly. No, my time is coming soon.
7 foot goal, I'm up in the room. Kicking up dust in the shadow of doom. Trying to set the flare, not a start of the fume. I know my time is coming soon.
That's when everything went wrong. That's when everything went wrong.
Patriots and other people, other scum called liberals, this is your president. And I'm like, the past president? Technically, I should be present president because I had an election stolen, and I'm going to be the future president very soon. So it's like, I remember Christmas Carol where it was like the three ghosts? They were like three different people, but I'm sort of all of the presidents. It's, I think Shaka Zulu once sang a very nasty song called I'm Every Woman. Well, I'm every president. It's all in me. Okay, and we're going to do strong voting in a week. But I wanted to let you know, there's three ways you can support your president in this very important week. First off, you can get yourself a personalized message for a birthday or wish somebody good luck or bad luck for the election by going to the, it's called Cameo, not the Word Up Cameo. That was a black band who said Word Up, but cameo.com/JL Covan. That's sort of my code name on Cameo. And obviously you can get yourself a Make Prison Great Again hat for you and other patriots who want to support your president in case he has to go to jail, which I don't think will happen, but in case, it's called In Case. And then the third most important thing is, on election night, 7 p.m. Eastern until, I don't know when, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., I will be doing a live Zoom with all the patriots who show up, but you gotta join. It's called Patreon. It's almost like it sounds like patriots, but you go to patreon.com/JL Coven. That's my code name online. And for only $3, you get access to a whole bunch of crap, but also access to a live marathon. I'll be doing election results and commentary for like 6 or 8 hours. It's sort of unbelievable. The people are saying this might be the most unbelievable thing they've ever seen. But you got to join now. You got to join now. So support your president. Support your country. Get one, two, or three things I just advertised, and maybe even more. So let's go with 1 week to make America great again. And or else I'll just have to keep having hate rallies.
Und wer nicht tanzen will am Schluss, weiß noch nicht, dass tanzen muss. Wir bilden einen lieben Reigen. Ich werde euch die Richtung zeigen. Nach Afrika kommt Santa Claus. Und vor Paris steht Mickey Maus.
Can't tell if this is true or dream. Deep down inside. is through with me. I'm waking up, I cannot see that there is not much left of me.
Nothing is real but pain now. Hold my breath as I wish for death. Please God, wake me.
In the womb, it's much too real. In pumps life that I must feel, but can't look forward to reveal.
Look to the time when I'll live.
Fed through the tube that sticks in me, just like a wartime novelty. Tied to machines that make me be.
Cut this life off from me. Hold my breath as I wished for death. Oh, please, God, wake me.
Yeah.
what they look like. You know, they have more value if you keep them in the wrapper, which I'm sure you won't have any problem doing. And then here, you can also have these. These are the Arnold Palmer size.
I got a question for you. Are you going in?
No, I'm not going in. I wanted to speak, but they said we don't need dogs and we have way too many puppets already. Do you love RFK Jr.?
Yeah, RFK.
Okay, if you like RFK Jr., raise your hand as far as the polio will allow. RFK is a real hero, isn't he?
Go ask the women in the yard.
Much better as Kamala. Donald Trump doesn't need notes.
Donald Trump does not need notes to stand and wander around the stage while Ave Maria plays six times. You're absolutely right.
You can't put a soundtrack of laughter on these.
Oh, I don't need one. Listen to those people. Listen. Let me hear it, Daily Show. Trust me, the liberals are going nuts.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to insinuate that Trump is out of his mind. I'm stating it bluntly. Trump is out of his mind.
USA! USA!
Yeah!
Joe Biden!
I gotta say, a nice crowd with a lot of angry white guys.
Hey, sit down and listen and they'll tell you when you're wrong. Eradicate, but vindicate as progress keeps along.
Puritan work ethic maintains its subconscious edge, as old glory maintains your consciousness. There's a loser in my house and a puppet on a stool, and a crowded way of life, and a back-reflecting fool. And as a people man, the moral fabric dies, then cut to death, pretend to ignore people's cries. Cause you are the government, you are jurisprudence, you are the militia.
But don't scare me.
You are jurisdiction.
He rolled the day with no
and
bag
I
and no
make a difference.
Don't scare Negroes today with no badge or no white skin or no white sheet or no white anything else. The police the same way. They put their club upside your head and then turn around and accuse you of attacking them. Every case of police brutality against a Negro follows the same pattern. They attack you, bust you all upside your mouth, and then take you to court and charge you with assault. What kind of democracy is that? What kind of freedom is that? What kind of social or political system is it when a black man has no voice in court, has no nothing on his side other than what the white man chooses to give him? My brothers and sisters, we have to put a stop to this. And it will never be stopped until we stop it ourselves. They attack the victim. And then the criminal who attacked the victim accuses the victim of attacking him.
Yes, sir.
This is American justice.
Yes, sir. That's right.
This is American democracy.
Yes,
and those of you who are familiar with it,
yes,
know that in America, democracy is hypocrisy.
Right.
Now, if I'm wrong, put me in jail.
Right.
But if you can't prove that a democracy is not hypocrisy, then don't put your hands on me.
Malcolm X. Strong words right there from Malcolm X on this date in history in 1952. A man named Malcolm Little was released from prison and changes his name to Malcolm X. A little bit of history right there here on the Monday Afternoon Show. We're about out of time coming up on the news at 6. All together now, coming up here on WGXC. This is your host, Kieran Riley. So good to be here playing a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Hope you're following. And, you know, follow, follow, follow. Come follow, 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 follow. No Instagram, but it's community radio. So thank you so much for being here with us. We heard Bad Religion, You Are the Government. Sinead O'Connor gave us Drink Before the War. And Declan McLaughlin gave us Go Ask the Women and the Young. That song was actually about Bloody Sunday in Ireland. And I got to interview Declan McLaughlin before his show in Hudson a few weeks back here. It was great meeting that man. And his partner there who were performing. Ashley Serena with a rendition of the Decemberists' Shankill Butchers, which is a terrorist group from Northern Ireland. Just a beautiful singing voice there with Shankill Butchers from Ashley Serena. Fade to Bluegrass, the Bluegrass tribute to different bands, in this case Metallica. Fade to Bluegrass played a song called One by Metallica. And the band from Germany, Deutschland, Rammstein. Rammstein, that's the U.S. base, by the way, in Germany. I think the name of the U.S. military base is called Rammstein. The name of the band, who kicks all kinds of butt, also called Rammstein, gave us America. We are living in America. It's Wunderbar. It is Wunderbar. That's right. And J.L. Coven, the impressionist, the great impersonator of the worst president, gave us a little something-something there. Buffy St. Marie, Native American, indigenous singer, songwriter, gave us a song called The Big Ones Get Away. That was about shady dealings and up in there in the government. We have a theme here. I don't know if anyone's following, but that's okay. You don't need to follow. Just I hope you enjoy the music. Before that, Fantastic Negrito out of Brooklyn, I believe it was, a song called When Everything Went Wrong. And Sia with Unstoppable, Need I Say More. And Chumbawamba with Time Bomb. I am a ticking, ticking, ticking time bomb. And we kicked off the set with the Dead Kennedys. Let's Lynch the Landlord. All right. We are just about out of time. It's a birthday. We have a couple birthdays here. Augusto Rodin, born in on this day, artist. P. Diddy, Sean Puffy Combs, born in 1969. Oh, my God. Puff Daddy the Rapper, what is going on? Are you really guilty? Probably about a bunch of stuff. Don't know what's going on with that. But P. Diddy, not doing too well in the public sphere. Yeah, dark stuff, dark stuff. Rich and powerful. When you're rich and powerful, I think there's just a lot that can go on. Walter Cronkite Jr., born in 1916, the journalist. And Will Rogers, born in 1879, the humorist. And Judy Barry, born in 1949, the Earth First environmental activist. Really want to thank you all for joining again. In 1605, on this day in history, Guy Fawkes was arrested in the cellars of Parliament at night. Tomorrow is Guy Fawkes Day. Look it up. It's a big deal. Cool stuff. Thanks for joining. And catch you all next week. Here we go.
Maria per la mia, per non m'ha fatto ci accanto.